I'd like to get more of a personal look at him. What's his type of work that he is doing or has done in the past, and what's his family situation?
He is a retired mailman, and he has a wife who is very helpful and loving and very involved in his care and his life. They have an excellent relationship. They've been married, I think, 35 years. They have two children. He has four grandchildren. They all live in a small farming community in the northern part of Iowa. He's somebody who really had no other health problems besides this cancer when it was diagnosed. So coming to terms with the fact that he is on all these medications and has a terminal illness has been difficult, but he's also a very religious person, and I know he draws on that to a large extent to help him cope with his situation.
Is that a topic, his religion, that comes up in your conversations with him?
Well, we don't talk directly about his religion, but he will often tell me, you know I'm going to a better place, and I know that I'm being cared for, and that, you know, this is my path in life, and, you know, God is with me no matter what happens. And, you know, I think he finds a lot of peace and strength in that, because I think for him, dying is, he's going to a beautiful place that he's always, you know, learned about throughout his lifetime, and that he finds will be better than the life he's living now. That being said, he does love his wife and family very much, and I know he mourns for that loss, but his wife is also very religious, and she always says, I'm going to meet you there. So they have a remarkable relationship and strength. And, you know, I think it's always hard for, I always think, the spouse to deal with this, because they have their own grief issues and loss, and it's very difficult to know what to, quote, do to help your spouse, because there's not much you can do. So I think for this particular family, they're very lucky because the wife doesn't shoulder the whole responsibility. She has her children and her grandchildren, and they all are part of coming to the visits and trying to help with their mother and support her, because, you know, I think that that's a very difficult thing. And I always, when I meet people for the first time, I always think, I'm taking care of the patient, but I'm also taking care of the family, because I know when this person is in the last dying stages of their life, I'm going to be focused mostly on the spouse and the family. And I have a lot of patients that will come and see me and write me notes and have ongoing relationships after the patient has passed. So I think it's not just taking care of that person, it's taking care of, or trying to take care of, that whole unit.